Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the 360 Digitech First Quarter 2021 Earnings Conference Call. Please also note today's event is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference call over to Ms. Mandy Dong, IR Director. Please go ahead, Mandy.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our first quarter 2021 earnings conference call. Our results were issued earlier today and can be found on our IR website. Joining me today are Mr. Wu Haisheng, our CEO and Director, Mr. Alex Xu, our CFO and Director, Mr. Zheng Yan, our CRO. Before we begin the prepared remark, I'd like to remind you of the company's safe harbor statement. Except for historical information, the material discussed here may contain forward-looking statements based on current plan, estimates, and projections. Therefore, you should not place undue reliance on them. Forward-looking statements involve inherent risk and uncertainty. We caution that a number of important factors could cause actual results to differ materially. For information about potential risk and uncertainty, please refer to company SEC filing. Also, this call includes discussion of certain non-GAAP measures. Please refer to our earnings release for reconciliation between non-GAAP and GAAP ones. Last, unless otherwise stated, all figures mentioned are in RMB. I will now turn the call over to our Mr. Wu Haisheng, CEO of our company.
好，谢谢Mandy。大家好，很高兴给大家分享我们这一季度的业绩。这是一个在各个方面都超过我们预期的季度。我们继续保持了过去几个季度的强劲的增长势头，我们再次地创下了业务的新高。Q1 的单季度的撮合放款量达到 741亿，同比增长40%。再贷余额首次突破 1,000亿，达到1,019亿，同比增长38%。财务方面，我们 Q1 的总收入达到 36亿人民币，同比增长13%。Non-GAAP 净利润达到 14亿人民币，同比增长452%。随着我们各项战略措施的逐渐落地和市场需求的明显的恢复，我们预计这个强劲的增长势头还会继续。
Hello, everyone. I'm very happy to report a stellar quarter that far exceeded our expectation across the board. The strong growth momentum that we have seen since 2020 Q2 continued in the first quarter, and we had another set of record-breaking operational results. During the quarter, total loan facilitation was RMB 74.1 billion, up 40% year-over-year. Outstanding loan balance increased by 38% year-over-year to RMB 101.9 billion, exceeding RMB 100 billion for the first time. Total revenue was RMB 3.6 billion, up 13% year-over-year. Non-GAAP net income was RMB 1.4 billion, up 452% year-over-year. As we execute on our various strategy initiatives and the overall market demand continues to recover, we expect to maintain this robust growth momentum in 2021.
在业务持续强劲增长的同时，我们的科技战略升级也取得了突破性的进展。我们轻资产战略的放款量在Q1首次超过50%，最近一个月的占比达到55%。这意味着公司的整体的资产负债表现出现了明显的改善。
While maintaining strong growth, we made significant progress in our technology-driven strategy upgrading and transition. Loan facilitation under the capital model and other tech solution models exceeded 50% of total for the first time. This ratio increased further to 55% in recent months. This marks a fundamental change to the nature of our business. In addition, our tech-empowered business line advanced on multiple fronts. Our smart marketing service product, Intelligence Credit Engine, ICE, delivered rapid growth. In April, key monthly operating metrics of ICE, such as users with approved credit line, transaction volume, and outstanding balance, doubled from the 2020 year-end levels. In particular, the transaction volume in April went up by an impressive 200% from the 2020 year-end levels. Moreover, our risk management RM SaaS product expanded rapidly. We have now established cooperation with 29 financial institutions under this model, and with another 9 in the pipeline.
从驱动公司增长的几个战略业务来看, 我们很高兴地看到, 嵌入式金融业务, 小微业务, 和金城银行的合作, 在第一季度都取得了突破性的进展。 我们认为公司发展的核心驱动力已经完成了全面的多元化升级。
In terms of strategic growth drivers, we are very pleased to report remarkable progress in key initiatives, such as embedded finance API model, SME finance, and the collaboration with Kingchun Bank of Tianjin, in short, KCB. We believe we have successfully upgraded our core growth engines with more comprehensive and diversified operations.
嵌入式金融模式持续受到我们合作伙伴的热烈欢迎，持续介入新的流量场景。目前为止，已经合作了20家，获客场景的多样化策略进一步得到推进。类似虚拟信用卡的2020年Q4新增114万的商户，单月交易量超过15亿，持续提升我们客户的动支意愿，有效地增强我们客户的粘性。 如今我们嵌入式金融通过外部流量场景已经为我们贡献大约35%的新增流量。
Our embedded finance API model remains very popular among our business partners and connected with more traffic platforms during the quarter. So far, we have established partnership with 20 leading traffic platforms and further diversified our customer acquisition channels. As of now, embedded finance model has already contributed over 35% of our new customer acquisition. VPocket, our virtual credit card product, added around 1.14 million new merchants during the quarter, with over RMB 1.5 billion monthly transaction volume. This product continues to lift overall engagement level and the stickiness of our customer base.
从去年我们开始布局小微业务以来, 一季度取得了突破性的成绩。 我们充分地利用我们在消费金融领域积累的风控优势, 独创了企业主加企业的双中心风控模式, 把一个小微企业同时看成一个金融人加一个经营主体, 极大地增强了我们对小微业务的甄别能力。 我们的小微企业客户目前从画像上主要从事批发和零售, 住宿和餐饮、制造等行业。一季度新增授信金额相比上个季度环比增长率为67%，线上线下渠道也取得了显著进展。我们已经覆盖28家头部合作伙伴，是市场上覆盖渠道最广的平台之一。我们的产品也在渠道里迅速成为最受欢迎的。小微产品的定价都在24%以下。 由于风险很低，期限相对较长，额度相对较大，这个产品的 take rate 能达到 8%， 所以无论从市场规模上，还是从合规性、财务方面，这都会是一个非常值得期待的事情。
We launched our SME finance business last year, and the segment delivered significant growth in Q1. Leveraging our risk management RM expertise in consumer finance, we developed a unique owner plus SME dual core RM model. Under this model, an SME is evaluated both as an entrepreneur, him or herself, and a business enterprise. This substantially improved our risk management capability and efficiency in SME lending. Most of our SME borrowers are engaged in retail, wholesale, hotel, F&B, food and beverage, and manufacturing. In the first quarter, the total amount of new approved credit line in SME segment increased 67% on a sequential basis. In addition, our online and offline borrower acquisition channels expanded rapidly. So far, we have established a cooperation with 28 leading partners. This puts us among top SME platforms with the broadest channel coverage. And our SME loan product quickly became one of the favorites among partners. Pricing of SME products is generally below 24%, with better risk performance, longer tenure, and a larger ticket size than consumer loans, which results in higher take rate around roughly 8%. With huge market potential, more supportive regulatory environment, and attractive economy return, we believe SME presents a very promising opportunity for our long-term growth.
我们与金城银行的合作一季度真正的开始展开。 我们之间深度的战略信任关系正在为合作带来非常强大的化学反应。短短的两三个月，我们与金城银行累计合作放款达到180亿，促成的余额133亿。从规模上，金城已经成为我们最大的合作伙伴。我们之间的战略关系不只是反映在合作规模上，更重要的是这种信任关系带来我们之间运营效率的提升。这种提升又形成示范效应。
Our collaboration with KCB essentially kicked off in the first quarter. Our deep-rooted strategic relationship has translated into strong business results. Within just a few months, total accumulative loan facilitation volume from KCB reached around RMB 18 billion, with the loan balance at around RMB 13 billion. KCB now has become our largest partner in terms of volume. Yet, our strong strategic partnership is more than just the scale of the business. More importantly, this trusted partnership has boosted operational efficiency for both parties. And it in turn serves as a showcase and help us to improve efficiency when we work with other financial institutions. We have seen positive demonstration effects that have led to notable improvements in our overall efficiency.
我们继续在效率和资产质量方面取得进一步提升，资金成本进一步的降低，并且进一步增加资金来源的多样性。今年为止， ABS 累计发行了21亿。 平均利率达5.6%，发行量全市场排名第四。经过我们撮合的资产风险表现，进一步向好。近期我们 M1回收率提升到 91%，Day One的逾期率下降到 4.9%，资产质量全面提升到历史最好水平。
We continued to improve funding efficiency and optimize asset quality. Our overall funding costs have been on a gradual downward trend over the last few quarters as we build more diversified funding sources. So far this year, we have issued a total of RMB 2.1 billion ABS, ranking number 4 in the market with an average coupon rate of 5.6%. Key leading indicators of asset quality further improved and reached a new set of best record in our history. At this point, M1 collection rate increased to over 91%, and day one delinquency rate dropped further to 4.9%, the best ever.
最后分享一下，关于监管的看法。在助贷这个事情上，银保监发布的《商业银行互联网贷款管理办法》是纲领性的文件，这里面有关于这个模式的详细说明。我们严格按照这个来开展合规工作，我们的模式也被近百家金融机构接受。我们严格不做联合贷，不做学生贷，不去超杠杆发行 ABS。严守科技助贷的一个定位。最近大家可能也关注到了监管部门对包括我们在内的13家平台公司进行的约谈。监管部门首先是肯定了13家企业在提升金融服务效率和金融体系的普惠性、降低交易成本方面发挥的重要作用。这次约谈是实施公平监管。促进平台经济健康发展的必然要求。通过对行业领先平台公司的监管，金融科技行业监管的方向越来越清晰，不确定性逐渐减少。我们的业务相对单一，涉足的领域没有那些家那么多。助贷业务我们一直保持了最高的合规标准。因此，我们非常有信心能达到监管对行业的要求。随着监管趋势的明朗化，这些头部公司将会迎来历史性的好时期。
Let me share a few thoughts regarding current regulatory environment. Believe that the guideline of the commercial bank's online lending practice issued by CBIRC in July 2020 provided a basic regulatory framework for loan facilitation business. It sets some very specific practice examples of the loan facilitation model. We have always conducted our business in strict compliance with this framework. That is one of the reasons why our loan facilitation model has well accepted by almost 100 financial institutions partners. We have little exposure in joint lending and student lending and stick to our role as a tech-empowered loan facilitator. We also make sure we do not issue ABS over the leverage limit. As you may know, we were among the 13 major fintech internet platforms that the regulator invited to meet recently. At the meeting, the regulator acknowledged the importance of our role in improving the efficiency of financial service, providing service to unmet demand, and reducing transaction cost. We believe the meeting was a necessary step to apply fair and balanced regulatory supervision to market participants and promote the healthy development of the platform economy. Strengthening supervision of the leading players will increase clarity to the regulatory direction of the industry, reduce regulatory overhead, and promote a healthy and more consolidated market space. Compared to the other fintech company at the meeting, our business models are relatively simple and straightforward. We have consistently held our operations to the highest compliance standards. Therefore, we are very confident we can meet any regulatory requirements applied to this industry. As the regulatory framework becomes more clear, we believe that leading fintech platforms like ourselves will embrace a historical era of growth.
所以综合看来，一季度这个开局真的是非常令我们团队兴奋。我们首次促成了1000亿余额轻资产的模式，首次突破了50%。我们的战略新业务也取得了超出预期的发展。监管对头部公司的监管也大大的明朗化，这些都让我们对未来充满了期待。
Overall, we are very excited that we are off to a very strong start in 2021. For the first time, loan balance topped over RMB 100 billion, and the capital light model contributed more than half of our loan book. Our strategy initiative delivered better than expected results, and there is more regulatory clarity for the leading fintech platforms. All of this give us full confidence for our development in 2021 and beyond.
好，那后面由我们的 CFO 带给大家更多详细的数据。
Now, let me turn it over to our CFO, Alex, to run through more detailed info.
Okay. Thank you, Haisheng. Good morning and good evening, everyone. Welcome to our quarterly earnings call. For the interest of time, I will not go over all the financial line items on the call. Please refer to our earnings release for the details. As Haisheng mentioned, we had experienced robust consumer demand for credit, along with further improvement in asset quality in Q1. As the Chinese economy continued on a steady upward trend and the Chinese New Year-related seasonality was muted than normal, total net revenue for Q1 was 3.6 billion versus 3.34 billion in Q4 and 3.18 billion a year ago. Revenue from credit-driven service, capital-heavy, was 2.45 billion compared to 2.56 billion in Q4 and 2.81 billion a year ago. The sequential and year-on-year decline was in part due to the facilitation volume mix change as cap-heavy contribution decreased significantly. Although a recovery in average pricing offset some of the negative impact on a sequential basis. During the quarter, average pricing was about 26.6% compared to 25.3% in Q4 and 28.2% a year ago. Going forward, we are expecting a relatively stable pricing environment throughout 2021. Revenue from platform service, capital-light, was 1.15 billion compared to 780 million in Q4 and 373 million a year ago. The robust growth was mainly driven by a 58% sequential growth in facilitation volume from capital-light, ICE, and other technology solutions, while the underlying take rate for the platform service were relatively stable. We expect capital-light contribution percentage to continue increase throughout 2021 and eventually account for a clear majority of our total volume by the year end. As macroeconomic activities continue to recover in China, demand for internet traffic also increased significantly along the way. As a result, we have experienced some uptick in sales marketing expenses. Average customer acquisition cost per user was per user with approved credit line was RMB 217 in Q1, compared to RMB 198 in Q4. Meanwhile, we also noticed a clear pickup in customers' drawdown activity during the quarter. As a result, we were able to maintain a stable and satisfied ROI despite increases in customer acquisition cost. We will continue to use lifecycle ROI as a key metric to determine the pace and the scope of our customer acquisition strategy. For 2021, at this point in time, we believe current market conditions support a more proactive approach to accelerate the growth of our business. Non-GAAP net income was 1.41 billion in Q1 versus 1.31 billion in Q4 and 255 million a year ago. We once again set a new record in quarterly profitability driven by higher facilitation volume and noticeable improvement in asset quality. As we previously communicated to the market, with the transition to a more technology-driven business model, the structure of our financial model has gradually changed. For Q1, we have seen significant improvement in operating margins as increasing contribution from capital-light and other technology solutions will generally lead to higher margin structure. We continue to expect the overall profitability growth to be more or less keep pace with the facilitation volume growth for 2021. With strong operating results and increased contribution from a capital-light model in Q1, our leverage ratio, which is defined as a key, as a risk-bearing loan balance divided by shareholders' equity, further declined to 5.4 times from 6.6 times in Q4 and 9.5 times a year ago. We expect to see continued deleveraging in our business driven by accelerating movement towards capital-light model and solid operating results. Meanwhile, our provision coverage ratio reached 554% in Q1, compared to 470% in Q4 and 401% a year ago. This was the highest provision coverage ratio in our corporate history, reflecting significant improvement in asset quality and our conservative approach in estimating provisions. However, as capital light become a clear majority of our operations in the future, and we are deeply in the safe zone in terms of the provision coverage, we believe this metrics become less relevant to reflect the nature of our business in the future. Total cash and the cash equivalent increased to 9.2 billion in Q1 from 7.7 billion in Q4. Non-restricted cash was approximately 6 billion in Q1 versus 4.4 billion in Q4. A significant portion of our cash was allocated to security deposits with our institutional partners and the registered capitals of different entities to support our daily operations. While we continue to generate strong cash flow through operation, we will also proactively deploy cash to expand our business, invest in key technologies, and satisfy potential regulatory requirements. We believe that sufficient cash position will not only enable us to compete in this ever-changing market, but also position us to capture potential growth opportunities in the market recovery. Finally, let me give you some update about our outlook for 2021. While overall business trend has been stronger than we expected so far this year, we intend to keep our tradition of conservative approach in providing forward guidance. As such, for now, we would like to maintain our 2021 total volume guidance of between 310 billion to 330 billion RMB, representing year-on-year growth of 26 to 34%. Meanwhile, we expect total facilitation volume for Q2 should be in the range of 85 to 87 billion RMB, representing 15 to 17% sequential growth. We will reevaluate full-year guidance when we report our Q2 results. As always, this forecast reflects the company's current and preliminary views, which is subject to material changes. With that, I would like to conclude our prepared remarks. Operator, we can now take some questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Audio participants with questions to pose, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. You will place in the queue. To cancel the queue, please press 02. For those who can speak Chinese, please kindly ask your question in Chinese first, followed by English translation yourself. In addition, in order to have enough time to address everyone on the call, please keep to one question and a follow-up, and then return to the queue if you have more questions. Once again, 01 on your telephone keypad now. Thank you. Our first question is Jackie Zhao from China Rhythm. Please go ahead.
好的，非常感谢管理层给我提问的机会，也恭喜管理层取得了一个非常强劲的这个季度业绩。我这边有两个问题想请教一下。第一个问题是关于我们的小微企业这块的一个贷款的情况。那也看到这个季度小微企业的这个贷款增速，QoQ 是取得了一个非常大的一个进展。那想请问一下，现在小微这边我们的一个整体的 APR， 整个贷款的这个 loan size， 包括整个的经济模型是怎么样的？然后目前我们今年的一个小微企业的这个贷款的这个目标是怎么样的？刚才海生总好像也提到了我们整体的一个 take rate 是8%，这个8%目前跟我们整体的这个贷款的这个比较会是怎么样？然后第二个问题是关于我们这个技术输出这边这个智信 ICE 这个产品，想请教一下它和我们其他这个轻资本助贷的这个产品不一样的地方，它本身的这个 take rate 目前合作的银行有哪些？然后我看到我们披露的这个贷款口径现在也发生了一些变化，应该是加入了这个 ICE 这一部分。那想请教一下，这个季度和上一个季度我们 ICE 这一部分的这个贷款的这个量是怎么样的？那我来翻译一下。Thanks for taking my questions and congrats for the strong results. I have two questions. Number one is about our SME loan products. I saw we had very strong Q-on-Q growth in our SME financing. So just want to understand what is the APR, loan size, unique economics about this SME financing product, and what is our loan volume target for SME this year. And Mr. Wu, also our CEO, mentioned that the take rate is now about 8%. So how compare the 8% with our overall loan take rate? Secondly, it's about our tech export business, which is the ICE. So just want to understand what is the difference between ICE and our other capital-light loan facilitation products. What is the take rate, and what are the bank partners for this product? So I observed that our reported loan volume definition changed a bit this year, this quarter, I think, start to include this ICE loan volume. So just want to check what is the ICE loan volume for this quarter and last quarter. Thank you.
好，谢谢 Jackie， 我来回答你的问题啊。今年我们在对我们今年的这个小微的业务的增速确实发展很快。这里面其实市场上有两种类型对这个业务，因为大家都在说这个事情，但是其实这种口径有不一样的地方。有些公司呢，把这个其实传统的消费金融的这个客户。只要他是这个小微企业的这个高管人员，或者是他是小微企业的法人，他们把这种也会定义成是小微业务的一种。那这种我们认为它是比较宽泛的结构，实际上它的经济模型，和现在的消费金融相比，差别不会太大。这是第一种。那我们认为的一种更严的、更窄的口径。也是我们自己更想追求的一个口径是，是真正的基于企业的经营数据，把小微企业当成是一个经营人，结合我们过去消费金融的这种风控的经验，把它的这个人的属性和经营的属性同时做结合来进行风控，这种是我们更加追求的目标。这种模式下的这个经济效率、经济性。和对这种模式下的经济，这个经济效益和第一种是非常不一样的。Mandy， 你翻译一下。
Sure, Jackie, let me handle your first question. Well, you are absolutely right. We see a significant growth in our SME business in the first quarter. As you know, there are two types of SME product in the market. The first type actually we view is more related to consumer finance product. A lot of peers, they extended the existing consumer finance product to anyone, who are the management or the owner of SME. This actually has some quite similar unit economy with consumer finance products. This is not what we are pursuing. The second type is actually what we are pursuing now. It's more directly related to SME enterprise itself. We focus on the operational metrics of the SME companies. By doing this risk management of SME products, we leverage our existing expertise in consumer finance and uniquely developed the dual core risk management model. That means we evaluate this SME owner both as owner itself, also as the SME enterprise. This shows a much better unit economy than the general consumer product.
对，我们认为，教主模式是真正的更加，有潜力的，因为它的客群会更好。我们也把这个作为我们今年主要的一个，工作目标。那在这种模式下的这个产品属性大约是这样的，它的平均 APR 可能是在20%，左右。那基于税务发票数据的这种产品能做到16%左右的定价。它的这个 ticket size 能做到21万左右。那刚才那个 take rate 讲的是大约能在8%，那我们传统的这个消费金融大概是4%，所以是两倍的一个优势。Mandy。
Sure. As we focus on the second type, which is more directly related or the truly SME loan, because it has larger market potential and a better unique economy return. The average APR of this product is 20%. If for those more related to the tax related SME loan or the invoice related, the average APR is around 16%. Ticket size of SME loan is 210,000 RMB. As we mentioned in the prepared remarks, the take rate is around 8%, which is almost twice double the size of the consumer finance loan.
好，第二个关于我们 SE 产品，首先是它跟其他轻资产业务的区别。这个业务本质上我们认为它侧重智能营销属性多一点，所以我们会把我们这里面大量的这个用户做进行分层，对那些自己有一些风控能力，自己想强调自己风控能力的这个机构进行用户的一个输出，所以对方更多的想要的是我们的这个流量，所以我们从商业上从收入上会比整个轻资本的那个收入比例会相对要低一些。 Mandy。
As for your second question about the ICE product, as you can see, its full name is Intelligent Credit Engine Product. It focuses more the smart marketing service. As you see, we have accumulated around 100 financial institutions. Due to the very long-time cooperation with them, we know their preference and their capability very well, and we divided them into different layers according to their capability of risk management. For those who have the intention to improve their risk management capability or they already have very strong risk management capability, we will deliver the ICE product to them, which just focus on the customer acquisition service. Therefore, as we compare to capital line model, the ICE model just provided the customer acquisition service. The take rate is comparatively lower.
对，与我们合作的金融机构，从属性上与其他资产没有特别显著的差别。我们各种股份制银行、全国性银行和小金公司都有。那从量放款量级上看的话，我们在Q1大约是24亿，那它的这个增速比上个季度刚才讲的我们大约有一个翻倍的一个增长。
As we cooperate with various type of financial institution like consumer finance, corporate banks, etc., there are not much difference among the loan assets we allocated to them. As we mentioned in the remarks, the last quarter, this volume of ICE reached 2.4 billion, which doubled the size from last quarter.
好，希望能回答你的问题。感谢艾生总。Thank
you.
We already have second Jack.
Thank you, Jackie. Next question is a Richard Su from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
吴总、徐总，早上好，非常感谢这个提问的机会，也非常恭喜一季度的这个亮丽的业绩啊。 我主要想问一下，这个就是我们现在合作银行这方面的一些问题。刚才这个吴总您也说到，这个我们现在跟金城银行合作越来越紧密，那量也很大。那我们也有100多个合作机构。那么现在这个funding的一个布局是什么一个情况？那未来我们如何考虑呢？是会更多的转向那个金城银行？ 还是更广泛的跟这个不同的机构合作，那这种机构合作现在我们这个 take rate 差别大不大？这是第一个问题。第二个就是，还是这个量，就是刚才也说到有 ICE 的一些产品，那这显然这个从 take rate 来讲，可能是要略微低一点的。如果是好客户的话，我们会否这个如何平衡，是给 ICE 这种产品，还是？ 给一些这种 capital light 还是这种 capital heavy 的一些产品，这个我们从长期的角度是如何平衡的？ Basically two questions. One is in terms of the funding partners. We're certainly increasing our cooperation with Jincheng Bank, but going forward, how do we allocate the loan allocation among different funding partners and any major differences on the take rate? Secondly is in terms of that volume allocation between ICE product and other product, certainly take rate is different. So what will be the long-term strategic thinking on the loan allocations? Thank you.
好，谢谢Richard。第一个问题是我们整个 funding 的未来布局。我们还是追求我们整个的 资金合作机构的这个多元化，那金城更多的是我们打造我们合作的一个样本的一个合作伙伴，尤其是在我们今年新的创新产品的设计越来越多，我们需要在新产品早期的时候有深度互信的机构来比较多的配合我们来设计，所以 它更多的是承担我们在各种创新产品的实验，以及我们在各种商业模式的探索方面，它起到一个很好的示范。Mandy.
Sure, Richard. Let me address your funding question. First of all, the diversification of funding source is always the goal we pursue, and we will keep that. Secondly, for KCB. As you know, we have deep-rooted relationship with KCB. It's better that KCB as a showcase and to demonstrate it to other financial institutions. In addition, as you see, we carry out a lot strategy initiative this year. It's easier for us to explore the new products with the KCB collaboration.
从 take rate 角度，长期短期也许有一些区别，但是我们之间的合作，还是保持一个市场化的一个机制，所以短期波动不影响我们长期 它与其他机构的公平性。 Mandy.
Yes, due to our deep-rooted relationship with KCB, there might be short-term difference compared to the take rate when we cooperate with other financial institutions. But if we take a longer-term view, we will definitely work with all the partners on our sale business term.
而且我们的资产在市场上相对有竞争力，所以，即使中间存在短期差别，其他机构因为竞争激烈，也会迅速赶上。所以这就是我刚才讲的，对于整体效率提升的一种鲶鱼效应。
The fundamental reason is our loan product is very competitive in the market. Even there are short-term difference between the KCB business terms with other financial institution business terms, KCB can be as a showcase, and in the long term, other financial institutions will catch up with the equal terms.
好，第二个关于 ICE 长期如何分配我们的客户的问题。我们一直致力于把自己打造成一个，在金融科技上能提供完整解决方案的公司。所以我们在各个环节都保持了跟我们的合作伙伴进行全面接触的能力。那这里面我们的方案，因为不同的产品提供不同的环节的服务，所以我们更多的是从机构的这个需求出发。如果对方是需要整体解决方案，我们 可以为他提供整体的这个助贷服务。如果对方是有相对较强的风险控制能力，我们可以提供这种用户的用户级的这种营销服务。那反过来就是，如果对方有比较多的这个用户资源需要这种风控能力，我们可以给对方提供我们的金融大脑产品。所以更多取决于对方的这个需求。
We always spend no effort becoming the top player in fintech that covered every process or every function of the whole business operations. Therefore, for your question, how we allocate different assets or products among these 100 financial institutions, we look at the business needs from the funding partners. For example, if the funding partner they need a comprehensive product, then we provide capitalized product. If the funding partner they are very strong in risk management, then we only provide a smart marketing product. If they already have very strong source of customers, then we provide the RM SaaS product to them. All in all, we provide a service based on the business needs of our founding partners.
好，谢谢，希望能回答你的问题 ，Richard.
好，Thank you, Richard. Hope I get the point.
谢谢 Thank you, Richard. Next question is Yada Li from CICC. Please go ahead.
好的，谢谢管理层给我这个提问的机会。首先恭喜公司在一季度取得了如此亮眼的这样一个业绩。那我这边其实是有两个小问题想向管理层请教一下。第一个问题是关于我们与天津金城银行的这个合作关系，就我已经看到天津金城银行已经成为我们最大的这样一个资金方，所以就是想请教一下我们目前一季度的放款量中有多少 是来自于金城银行的。第二个问题是关于我们的小微贷款的这个业务，也是想请教一下，就是目前我们一季度的放款量中有多少是来自于这个小微贷款的贡献。然后在当前小微贷款发展顺利的这样一个背景下，那到年底呢，就是我们的小微贷款大概能占到放贷量的比例会到达多少？OK, then we'll translate my questions. Hello, management. Thanks for taking my question and congrats to our solid results. So today I have two brief questions, and the first one is regarding our strategic partnership with KCB. So I will notice that KCB has become the largest institution partner in terms of the loan facilitation volume. So could you please share with us more information on how much contribution actually comes from the KCB in terms of the loan origination in 1Q21. And the second question is about our progress on the SME loan business. So given our SME loan business has been well on track, so could you please elaborate more on how much contribution comes from the SME loans in terms of the loan origination in 1Q21, and how much contribution will it be by the end of this year? Thanks so much.
Thank you. 我们 Q1 累计到目前嘛，累计放款了180亿，促成的帮他促成的余额是130亿，所以从我们 Q1 的总的放款量是740亿，所以那个180除以70亿740就是我们的一个放款的比例。那从余额的角度来看的话，130亿除以我们的1000亿的余额，大约也就是10%的一个比例。那我们预计这个比例未来随着我们新产品的这种展开，还是有可能会继续进一步提升的可能性，因为我们之间正在展开更多各种新产品的一种尝试。 Mandy。
Yes, yeah, you are right. As you can see, in terms of business volume, KCB already become our largest partner. As mentioned in the prepared remarks, in Q1, GMV cooperated with KCB totaled 18 billion RMB with loan balance 13.3 billion RMB. As we further advance the business initiative with KCB, we expect to see this number going up in the following.
更加希望能够取得突破的，也是最有行业竞争壁垒的一个产品。我们全年的这个目标余额应该是要做到100亿的这个左右的规模。我们年底的这个，对，年底我们总体放款量如果能按那个3100亿到3200亿的目标来做的话，我们整个窄口径的这个100亿除以这个目标就是其中的一个比例。
Second question about the SME loan. As we mentioned, that there are two definitions about the SME. For the broader definition, that is a consumer finance loan related to SME owner management. In the last quarter, this part contributes around 30% to 40%, and we expect to see this number rising up to around 60% to 80% at year end. For the second, more strict definition of SME, that is definitely the goal we are pursuing, that is more related to the SME enterprise itself. We target to reach 10 billion loan balance at year end. As you, if you recall, our guidance of loan total volume is 310 and to 330 billion at a year, and roughly you can get the contribution ratio.
对，因为小微业务目前还处在我们，对，不好意思，我再补充一个信息，就是因为小微业务目前还处在我们一个早期的一个创新期，所以我们目前正在与我们的一些深度合作伙伴展开各种类型的测试。你比如我们针对其中客群特别优质的这些客户，会尝试甚至是尝试会有一个百万GK size 这样级的一个产品。所以的话，我们希望这些新的产品能够不断的为这个业务带来更多的惊喜。
Last, let me add more color about SME. Although it's at a very early stage of this product, we are trying multiple directions to further develop this product. For example, for a very premium SME enterprise borrower, we may grant them around 1 million ticket size product, and we expect to share more when we see more results coming out.
This is Alex, CFO. I'll probably add a couple of details to your questions. First of all, regarding the KCB's volume, as Hansheng mentioned, up to the month of April, the accumulated volume from KCB is about 18 billion. But I guess your question is about the Q1. For Q1, KCB's volume is roughly 10.8 billion, roughly speaking. So you can use that 10.8 to calculate the percentage ratio there. And then regarding the SME there, because as Hansheng mentioned, there's two definitions. One is more narrowly defined. The other one is more kind of a broad definition. We use the most sort of a restrictive definition for SME, meaning for those enterprises with so the loans issued to the enterprise with actual operation, with sales receipt, with taxation information, those kind of things. That's the narrowest definition for SME. For that, the total sort of a loan volume up to April, it's already at that is 5.8. Yeah, it's five. Sorry, it's not to April. To the first quarter, it's 5.8 billion RMB, and the loan balance for this restricted definition is roughly 7.5 billion at the end of the first quarter. Keep in mind this. Sort of a narrowly defined SME loans typically has a much longer duration than the consumer loans, so which will result in a pretty fast build-up of the balance as time goes. That's my sort of add a couple points there. Thank you.
Thank you, Yadali. Next question is Steven from Haitong International. Please go ahead.
所以管理层给我提问机会，主要两个小问题。第一个就是还是想追问一下关于这个小微贷款，那边我想了解一下里面现在我们做的小微的住贷里面大概有抵押品的跟没有抵押品的比例大概是多少？然后如果相对于消费金融的住贷来看的话，小微那边的 资产质量，无论用不同的指标，两个比较应该是怎样去比较？这个是第一个问题。第二个问题简单想请教一下，就是为什么我们看到一季度咱们的获客成本有所环比有所增加，然后未来对于咱们的获客成本 未来的展望应该趋势应该是会不会继续再往上走？I'll translate it. Two questions. One is about the follow-up question on the SME loan facilitation business. I would like to understand the share of secured, the share of SME loans with collateral or secure SME loans and unsecured SME loan so far up to maybe April, and how do you compare the asset quality of SME loans relative to the consumer finance loans we have done in, say, different asset quality indicators? That's the first question. And second question is, could you share with us why we have a rise in customer acquisition costs in Q1 on a QOQ basis, and what will be our outlook on the trend of customer acquisition costs for the rest of 21. Thanks.
谢谢 Steven。第一个问题，请我同事郑燕来给大家回答。
啊，好的。我们现在这个小微贷款呢，其实都是没有做抵押物的，它还是一个偏信用的贷款，但是不同于传统的只把小微业主当做一个消费者来看，我们现在是采用了一个企业加企业主的一个双核心风控引擎来做这个产品。
So in fact, the risk of our SME customer is lower than the overall market. About 70 to 80% of overall level, and we use the door call engine to control this SME product, which means that the enterprise class business owner and the use of the door engine can match the suitable product. Otherwise, we will cooperate small business owners like individual customers. But this is obviously a difference between individuals and small business.
对，就刚才我们同事其实也说了，就关于风险这一块的话，我们无论从哪个口径来说，基本上都是在整体大盘风险的70%到80%之间的一个风险水平。对，这是。
好，第二个是关于获客成本。对，像我们以前分享过的，我们内部一直把获客成本当成是一个过程因素，我们更加其实看重的是整体的 ROI 和整体的客群的质量。所以日常经营上来看的话，我们Q1 的客户的质量其实有一个明显的提升，反映在客户的那个客户的授信的通过率上，反映在我们的平均授信的额度上，比以前有一个明显的提升。那个倒算在我们的那个整体的 ROI 上，也会比以前有一些明显提升。所以整体来看，我们认为 Q1 的获客策略还是比以前要更优的。
As we shared with market before, that when we actually conduct our real operations, it's not the CAC cost we are looking at. It's the ROI, return on the investment of customers we look at. As for in the first quarter, we believe we successfully conducted the better customer acquisition strategy. It's demonstrated by higher customer approval rate and the larger ticket size, which in turn improved the ROI.
对，从趋势上看，因为我们一直把获取优质客群，包括我们在更低定价的客群上，在甚至是小微的客群上，它的这个长期的健康度和 ROI， 会表现更好，所以从这个角度来看的话，我们获客的这个成本，未来也许还有这个，上升的可能。但是我们可以确定的是，它一定伴随着更大的这个更好的用户质量和更高的 ROI。
As we expand the SME business, if we purely look at CAC metrics, since SME they have the larger ticket size, longer tenure, and the lower APR, on the CAC level, it will push up this number. However, in actual business operation, we believe expanding SME is a much better business decision for us, as the quality is better and a higher ROI and better unit in the economy.
好，希望可以回答你的问题，对吧？
Very clear, thanks.
Steven, this is Alex. I just want to add one follow-up point from Haisheng's point. As Haisheng mentioned, that as we expand into the SME, one nature of the SME business is that large ticket size, longer duration loans, which also associated with a much higher per ticket customer acquisition cost. Okay, so that because we are kind of a growing SME business in the Q1, more, I guess, proactively, that mix change also results in a little bit higher kind of a per credit line customer acquisition cost as we reported. So if you sort of get rid of the SME portion, just look at the consumer portion, the change was not as high as the well reported number. So just one add up to the point. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. Due to time constraints, I will now hand the session back to management for closing debrief. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for the conference call. If you have additional questions, please feel free to contact us. That's it for the call. Thank you.
好，谢谢各位。
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.